Very happy to be joined now by Baltimore Ravens defensive end Brent Urban, a Canadian kid. Brent, we got you on partly because, yes, you're a Canadian in the NFL. That's an anomaly, of course.
Correct.
And we want to hear your NFL stories, but mostly because we saw you tweeting about the Toronto Maple Leafs, who are 3-0 and probably the most exciting hockey team in the National Hockey League. And I assume that you're just a massive fan growing up in the greater Toronto area.
Yeah, I'm a huge Leafs fan. You know, I've been watching them from, you know, the tough times until now. You know, it's great to be a fan and watch the young talent we have. So, yeah, no, I've been a fan for a long, long time.
The question is, do you have a Leaf fan text group that you get to just bang out with all the hometown buddies, or do you just have to deal with Twitter and whoever responds, like idiots like me?
No, I actually do. Yeah, I have a couple close friends I grew up playing hockey with back home in Mississauga, so... You know, we'll shoot some texts around or, you know, whatever the case may be. And no, it's a great time, and I definitely got to make it back to a game this year.
Yeah, if you can afford it. It's ridiculously expensive.
No, see, that's why I go down to Capitals games here. Whenever the Leafs are in town, it's like half the price. So it's a good deal down here.
Don't the Capitals have, because I would imagine that you would murder this deal. I'm pretty sure they had a deal last year in the playoffs where you got a ticket, and then it was all you can drink and all you can eat.
I think so. Yeah. No, they have these great promotions and, you know, all kinds of deals and, you know, things like that you never see in Toronto. So I'll definitely take advantage. And, you know, it's an hour away from me, so I'll go down and catch a bunch of games.
Yeah, but you're 6'7", man. You should be going. I know you have to be on a good food regimen. You have to follow a diet. And I'm guessing that basically all of your meals now with the Ravens are essentially prepared for, and you got to be really close. You got to be really good with it. But still, all you can eat, you must just think when you see stuff like that, all you can drink. Like, I am going to ruin your establishment tonight.
Oh, no question. I'm one of those guys that kind of loses weight easily. You know, like a fast metabolism. So, you know, I'll eat whatever I can get my hands on for sure.
A fast metabolism. Yeah, you're 6'7", and you played hockey? Like, that must have been a short-lived hockey career, thinking that you could play hockey at 6'7".
Yeah, I you know, I did pretty well. We were on some good teams. We were in Ontario when I was, like, 15 or something. I was pretty successful, but, you know, a lot of penalties came my way, and... You know, a lot of elbowing calls and boarding calls and stuff like that. You know, it's kind of frustrated me a lot. But, that was pretty good, man. Played left wing, scored a couple of goals. And, no, it was fun, but definitely, you know, I'm not built for the sport.
No, but you were on that Mississauga Ice Dogs team that won the Ontario Bantam Championships in 06. I like that you threw it back. Like, yeah, you know you're an accomplished athlete when you don't remember exactly how old you are. Because if that was me, I would remember to the day. Like, I don't have anything else. I just have my Athlete of the Year award from grade 7, where I'm like, this is my everything. I'm pretty sure I still have it in a box somewhere. I'm like, this is important to me. Nice. But I love the idea that you played with Ryan Ellis, who is not the biggest of dudes. And I just picture you as a kid and him as a kid being on the same hockey team and, like, his parents looking at you being like, please, please don't hit our son. Please don't hit our son in practice.
Yeah, no, it was like that a lot, man. You know, people would be asking for my, like, birth certificate and stuff. Like, the coaches I was playing and that kind of thing. So, no, it was fun, but definitely, you know, the refs were kind of biased towards me. And I spent a lot of time in the penalty box.
Did you have to carry the birth certificate with you? Like, did your parents go town to town with, like, your birth certificate in the glove compartment being like,
they had it ready.
Not that there's a huge rivalry between the Maple Leafs and the Capitals, but of course that was an awesome 6-game series in the opening round of the playoffs last year. You ever get any grief being a Leaf fan?
So I went to, I forget what game it was. It was like game 5 or 6 or something. It was in DC, and I was wearing I wasn't even wearing a Leafs jersey. I was wearing like a blue shirt or something, and I ended up having I think the Caps scored in overtime to, like, end the game, and people were, like, just swearing at me, and, you know, I was getting a lot of flack. So, I mean, when I go down there, I do a lot because, you know, they're crazy fans, and you know, they're really into it come playoff time. So definitely if I go down there just wearing a blue shirt, I guess I'll get a lot of, you know, attention.
Well, they do the red out, right? So you would stick out. Yeah. So it's not like you could just be like, oh no, I just didn't know. They're like, no, you're an outsider. We know. Alcohol is one hell of a thing though, because to go to a hockey game, throw some back and then see a 6'7", 300-pound guy because he's wearing a blue shirt and then just start yelling at him. That's not something I would be doing. I'd probably dial back on that. I'd be like, if you turned and looked at me, I'd be like, not you, the other guy. Like, get him, fellas. Like, some other small guy.
Some 20-year-old girl, like, just had her middle finger up in my face. And I was like, really? Like, is this real life? Like, what's going on right now?
Oh, what a brave moment for her. That was good.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Was she with a guy?
She was.
Okay. Because I was going to say, that's who you feel sorry. Yeah, that guy was, he was in the most pain he's ever felt internally was that moment. When she stuck her middle finger in your face. All he was thinking was like, why did I bring this girl? Why did I buy her that third beer? This was such a mistake. This guy's about to turn me like inside out. Please take your finger out of his face, dear. Please. I'm begging you.
Right.
I'm thinking there's probably not a lot of hockey fans on that Ravens team. Who do you watch the games with?
So there's a couple. I know I've gone. I have a big one of my friends we traded for this year. He's a huge Caps fan, so I'm sure I'll be going to get down to games with him. Luke Belanco, one of our centers, and then I went last year with Mike Campanaro. I've gotten him like slowly into going down to games. So probably those two, really. Yeah, there's not a whole lot of hockey fans, but there's guys, you know, who like going down to the games. You know, it's a fun atmosphere and all that kind of stuff.
Well, not to mention, I'd imagine that there's a little bit more respect between the two sports, right? Because it seems to me anyways, like hockey players in general seem to despise basketball. Like they just have a tough time relating to it.
Right.
And with football, though, at least like the two sports are very physical and they're both built on toughness and playing through an injury and there's a lot of contact in both of them. I feel like there's at least an appreciation from some of the guys that do get out and you do get to expose it to. Although you must feel a little bit like, I'm guessing that you get ribbed about being Canadian from time to time, especially now that Johnny Urschel's gone, so you don't have, like, that brother-in-arms on the team. But whenever you're just like, did you guys see the Leafs game last night? They're just, like, probably just let it fly.
Oh, yeah. No, they'd have no clue what I was talking about. But, I've brought in a couple guys down last year to games, and, you know, they definitely like the physicality of them. They're like, man, these guys are really hitting, you know, and that kind of stuff. So, you know, we appreciate that kind of physical play, and you know, I'm sure I'll get a couple more guys to convert to hockey fans here.
Are you in Maryland 12 months a year? Or you come back here in the off season?
I come back. I'm usually back for like, I guess like 6 weeks or something. I'll kind of come back and forth in the off season, like during my training, I'll like take a long weekend up there, or you know, right after the season, I'll go up there for like a couple weeks. So definitely try to make some time to come home and see family and friends.
So have you met any of these current Toronto Maple Leafs? Like, is that on your list of things to do? Because yeah, when you're a professional athlete, you can just do that. You just ask and then you get allowed in after a game. Do you plan on doing that?
Especially with the hockey background.
Yeah, that's true. I know I should do that. I actually, believe it or not, I haven't been to a Leafs game since I was a very little kid, you know, so I definitely have to make it up during the season and doing that for sure, because, you know, I'm a huge fan and have been, you know, since I was a little kid, so no, that'd be awesome.
So you're dealing with the Liz Frank injury right now, laid up. So what is the prognosis? You've been banged up throughout your career, but healthy last season. Everybody up here feeling for you, because it felt like, yeah, finally fully healthy, and then you suffer the foot injury. What's the prognosis look like for you?
You know, it's a pretty long-term injury. Like, I'll be put on IR for the year. I already was. It's like a 6 to 8 month thing. So, you know, luckily it happened early in the season, and, you know, I'll be definitely ready to go by the time we start up, like OTAs and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, just healing up right now and, you know, kind of shooting for that time period to be back and 100% ready to go.
Yeah, I liked your tweet because I know that you have been through some stuff in your career, but this is just another one. But it seems like every time you've gotten hurt, that you have come out the other side of it and been a better player. So I think a lot of people are still excited for what you can do, especially based on what you were showing earlier this season. And just reading some of the quotes from your coaches was, I think, a pretty encouraging thing for you. And, hey, like, at least now that you're hurt, like, there's never been more good television and the Leafs are hot. Like, you don't have to sit through terrible hockey games anymore.
And you're a big video gamer, I guess.
Yeah, no, I am. No, I guess if there's a time to get injured, it would be now at least. There's something on TV to watch, you know. And, the new NHL just came out, the new FIFA and NBA 2K, so I've been playing that a lot. And, you know, it obviously sucks, but, you know, I'll be keeping myself busy at least while I'm laid up here.
Yeah, hey, man, you sound like you're in good spirits. It's good to hear from you. And like I said, you're welcome to come on, chat Leafs anytime. Any exciting game happens, whatever, just give us a buzz and we'll chat again. But thanks again for doing this, pal, and good luck with everything.
Definitely. Thanks a lot, guys.